Okay, we had a brisa that an army, Mitami Mikdash army, that was Mafrish Maos Lukino, and afterwards he became rich, and then he was Mafrish them, one Lechatos and one Laola. He was Miyachid, one Lechatos, one Laola. So then the Hafrosha is good, and the Chatos is a Chatos, and the Ola is an Ola. More asked on that, Lechor, it's not B'shas Lekicha, and it's not B'shas Asiyah. So according to Rav Chisda, shouldn't take effect. You should be able to change it. The Gemara said, no, you can't say that that price is right anyway, because if he already became an usher, it's usher for him, it's possible for him to bring a korban ani. So how could he be mafrish an ola schova when he's not chayiv in it anymore? Elamai, you have to say for sure that it's not talking where he was a usher already, it's talking where it would happen before he was an usher. Mafresh, and once you're changing the brisa, so change it that when he was miyachid it was b'shas hafrosha. Okay. Now the Gemara says that's good according to Nadi Omru, who says that this brisa can't be understood the way that it's written, because if he already became an usher, he can't bring in a korban ani, and if he can't bring a korban ani, then he can't be mafresh and olas chova. So you have to change the brisa. But Reb Chaga Om Reb Yoshia, the Omer Yosa, Reb Chaga Bar Yoshia holds that you are Yotze B'dieved with a korban ani, even an osher. Rashiel Reb Chaga, the Omer Mitami Mikdash Osher, a heavy korban ani Yosa, Umishim Hal Omishtabish Umatarexlehi. Therefore, the brisa can be read Kipshuto. You don't have to change the brisa. Once you don't have to change it, right? Then Lechara, why should we change it that the Hafrosha was when he took it? It should be what's it called, it seems to be that you could make a yichud even shalom b'shas l'kicha. B'kivin d'chazi lehar korban b'dievin motzi l'misnei d'kova. And l'maisa, therefore, the brisa you can read the way that it is. If you read it the way it is, the kashan Rav Chisda. Where it says, ma'ik l'meimar. So what, how are we going to answer Rav Chisda? Ma'ik l'meimar. V'ho'ho'cho, Rashi says, la b'shas l'kicha v'lav shas asiyahu b'kovalei. And there's no reason b'dafka to change the brisa, to read it differently. Or it says lo tema vi acher kach omar ela ema vi acher kach lo kach vi omar, right? At that time he actually bought the ophos, not that he said he designated the money that he was mafresh already. The hafrashas ha mamon is like the lekicha. Then when you actually buy the ophos, that's another lekicha. So when he bought the ophos with the money, he designated them, and that's shas lekicha. That's fine. Then you can designate it. Lo teim Rashi v'acher kach omar, ela v'acher kach lo kach v'omar. Zula chatos zula ola. It's when he actually bought the ophos that he made the designation. Da'avde tanai de'mechasrei teva achas al da'avde tanoi de'mechasrei teva achas al yidei shikra. Sometimes a tana forgets and leaves out one word, so you can. It's not like rereading the brisa completely. It's just the words left out. Instead of saying va'omar, it should have said va'lokach v'omar. U'michliflu bein va'acharkach lokach leva'acharkach omar. So that happens sometimes. All this was done was total memory, so you can forget a word once in a while. Where it says, if that's the case, it's talking about lokach, right? Moshef v'lokach v'yomer lokach Moshef u'megi chavoso ma'niu. If you already bought the two ophos, what are you adding? If it's talking about the money, so you add to the chatas, you can't add to the ola. But if you have two birds, what are you going to add? Right, one's pasul, the ola, and one's kosher, the chatas. What are you going to do with this chatas? So you can't do anything with it because you have to bring a behema. Where it says deparikle, no, it's talking where you'll be poda the chatos and use the money towards chatos behemah. Mar says, "Vaho ain pidyon laof. You can't be pulled in oaf. There's no such thing as pidyon by an oaf." Amar Papa kagon shalokach prey the achas. Right? No, it's talking where you bought one oaf so far with the money. So e ola zovin mosif umevi chazos umidmei chatos. You have part of the money left. So you already designated one of the monies you bought with it in ola. So what's money is left is a chatas. Then you add to that money and you buy a chatas behema. The high ola as l'nedava, and the ola you use for a korban nedava. Ichatas of him, but if you use half the money for the chatas, then the money that's left is an ola. You can't do anything with that money. Ein mosif who may be chovasim in me'olasa. You can't add on to that money of the ola and bring a chatas from the dmei ola. That you can't do. The high chatas as l'misa, and the chatas ha'ov goes l'misa because there's no purpose for it anymore, because you can't bring a chatas ha'ov. You have to bring a chatas behema. Okay, Rashi. If you already bought the chatas and the ola, what are you adding on to bring a chatas behema? You have two birds in front of you, no money. No, you redeem it, and now you have money again. And you add to the money of the chatas enough to buy a behema. The whole idea of pinyon was only said by behema, not by klishores, not by ofos, and not by lavona. When it says shaloka preda achas gozel echad, you bought one bird. Lokach min hatzibur in the most. From your two piles of money, you used one of them to buy one bird, and one pile of money is left. The hachikomer tana. E olas of, and if you bought an ola, so the money that's left is the chatas money. Hani mos de kai mi chatas nino umosif alein umegi chavoso. The high ola is of it, also in the oven. The ola used for an ola in the oven. E chatas oven hukvu hamos si tzover hasheni la ola. But if you bought a chatas, the other money then was an ola. Al yedeva ki chazu. Since this one was a chatas, the other one is a mail, is an ola. The ain mosif alem. You can't add money to that and bring a chatas from the money of an ola. Umevi bem chavasel, umevi bem amos olas and dava. Use that money for an olas and dava. Va'achatas shalokach tamus, and the chatas ha'ov dies because there's no purpose for it anymore. Umevei so yavi mos v'ikach behema. Okay, let's go on. Gufa.
See Rashi here.
What?
Where's that not in the Gemara?
What's not in the Gemara?
Parchinim.
The Gemara asked it as a kasha. Rashi is explaining you that the Rashi is explaining it. This is a kasha. That's all. That's what Rashi is there for. To explain. Gufa. Gufa. Amar Rav Elazar and Rav Hoshea. Matami mikdash asher. Behevi. Now we're not. Now what's about matami mikdash asher? Behevi korban ani lo yatsa. Now we're going back to this machlokas Tanakama and the Rav Elazar and Rav Hoshea and Rav Chago and Rav Hoshea. Rav Chago Amar Rav Hoshea Yotze, and Rav Chago Bar Hoshea says in the name of Rav Hoshea that you are Yotze. So Machlokas, what Rav Hoshea said, that you Yotze Mitami Nikdash Asher, the brother Korban Ani, is Yotze or not Yotze? Meisvei Mitzora Ani. Another case where you have an Ani and an Asher, not Yori Olav Yorid, but a Korban Mitzora. So the Torah says by Mitzora the Im Dalhu. Then he brings birds. If he's not a dal, he brings a chatos and an ola, or what's it called, behemoth. If he's a dal, he brings a chatos and an ola of ofos. Different than an ola viyoreid. Ola viyoreid, if you're rich, you only bring a chatos. If you're poor, you bring a chatos and an ola of birds. But by a metzora, you bring always a chatos and an ola. The question is it birds or is it animals? So metzora on the shehevi carbon asher yatsur. A mitzora ani that brought the korban asher yotze. Some shukas hold that you yotze even lechatchila. Some hold that no, since the Torah said you're an ani and you bring this korban lechatchila, you have to bring a korban ani, not a korban asher. Asher shehevi korban ani lo yotze, but an asher that brought a korban ani, he's not yotze. This is a brisa. So the chora, it's a kasha on the Reb Chaga. Because you see, by a mitzora, an asher can't bring a korban ani. And what's it called? And he holds it be the evidence you are yotze. Where's the shani hasr? No, mitzora is different. Dechsiv zos. By mitzora, it says zos. Right? Only here. Zos Torah sa mitzora. Yihachi reisha nami. If that's the case, zos, then an ani who brought a korban asher also shouldn't be yotze. Dafka zos. This is the way you have to do it. Can't change. Rabbi Rachmana Toras. No, because there's a ribui also. Zos Toras Hamitzora. Right? So that's Marga. That's a ribui. Tanya Toras L'Rabba. And then we have a brisa that says that. Toras L'Rabbos Mitzora Oni Shevi Korban Asher. Toras comes to tell me that a Mitzora Ani can bring a Korban Asher if he wants to, right? Or B'dievid, whatever the Yochel Afilu Asher Shevi Korban Ani. I might think that an Asher can bring also a Korban Ani. Talmud Lomer Zos. No, they're mute. Only he has to bring exactly what he's supposed to, nothing else. The Nailith Minos. So that's a Mitzora. That's why a Mitzora is different. Because a Mitzora, there's a mute, Zos. Mashen came by Mitzami Nikdosh, there is no mute. So B'dievid Reb Chaga holds in the name of Reb Oshia that if a Mitzami Nikdosh Asher brought a Korban Ani, he's Yotze, because there is no mute. Where it says the Nailith Minah, let's learn from Mitzora that the same halacha would apply by Mitzami Nikdosh, that an Asher brings a Korban Ani is not Yotze. Miyut Rachmana, the Im Dalhu, is another mute. Only by Mitzora this applies, Im Dalhu. But what's it called? But by Mitzami Nikdosh it doesn't apply. Doesn't it's only a miut by Mitzora, not a miut by Mitami Mikdash. Rashi.
Okay.
Yeah, Dalhu's by Mitzora. Shani Mitzora, the Siv Zos Tia Torah Mitzora Velo Acheres. This is the way it has to be. Reisha Nami Ani Shevi Korban Asher. That's this is the way it has to be. Then why is an Ani who brings a Korban Asher? Yes, Yotze. Hashem HaRabbi Rachmana Torah Achas L'chol HaMitzorayim Kulam Yotzi B'Korban Asher. You see, one Torah means it's possible for all different kinds of Mitzorayim, poor and rich, to bring one carbon. What is that? The one of the rich. So that's the case, maybe they could all bring the one of the poor too. V'atanya b'nichusad, we have a brisa that supports that. V'im dal hu miyutu. Im hu's a dal, he's a dal. Mitzorah hu, the asher shevi carbon on the yotza. Only by a mitzorah, an asher who brings a carbon on, he's not yotze. Avo shar chayvi carbon olav yored lo. But other carbonas, where there's an Indian of dalim, dalos, and ashiros, there b'dievin you yotze, according to Reb Chaga. Okay, it's in the Mishnah. Kosher loshin shel zahuris barosh seira mishtaleach, v'hemido k'neged beis shilucho. Tied a loshin means a strip of red dyed wool on the head of the seira mishtaleach, and they placed the seir keneged beis shilucho, close to the place where it's going to be sent out of the beis hamikdash. V'lenishchat, and the other seir that was going to be shechted, right, keneged beis shchitaso, there they placed it near the place it was going to be shechted. Now the Gemara has a shaila, what that is. There's two things that it says about the Shira Mishtaleah. One, they put the Lashon Shel Zahuris on its head, and they positioned it close to the place it was going to be sent. Now, L'nishchat could be Keneged Beis Shchitah, so that's where they tied the wool on the Nishchat, by its neck, the place it was shechted. So it's going back on the first part. The Sir Lazazel, you tied it around it on its head, and here you put it on its neck. Or no, it's not going on the, what's it called, the Lashon Shel Zahuris. They didn't put anything on the Sir of the Nishchat, but they just positioned it. It's going on the second thing. This one was positioned where it's going to be sent. This one's positioned where it's going to be shechted. But not that they tied anything on anywhere. That's Gemara Shaila. The Gemara is going to ask this question. What exactly the Mishnah means. Balo Eitzel Paroshnia, and after what's it called, he did this, he tied on the Lashon Shel Zahuris on the Sir HaMishtaleach. So he went back to his par, the Somech Shteyod of Olav Mishlad, and again he made Smicha and he made Vidui, second Vidui. The Kachu Omer, Ona Hashem, Chatos Yavisi, Poshati Lefanecha, Ani Ubesi, Ubnei Aaron, Am Kedoshecha, Ona Hashem, Kaper No Lavono, Slipshoim, Vilchatoim, Shavisi, Vishaposhati, Vishachatos Lefanecha, Ani Ubesi, Ubnei Aaron, Am Kedoshecha. And here the Vidui included also the rest of the Kohanim, not just him and his family. Kakosu Mitoris Moshe Avdecha, Kibioma Zeichapra Lechem, Vataris, Kamikol Chatosechem, Vne Hashem Titoru, Vehein Onim Achra, Baruch Shein Kavod, Malchus Lom Voed, because he said the Shem Hashem three times over here. So they answered Baruch Shein Kavod. Rashi, Keneged Beis Shilucho, Keneged Shar, Shotziu Bo. Keneged the Shar, they're going to take it out. Ula Nishchat Mefarshim Mar. They want to explain what they did to the Nishchat. Did they just position it, or they also tied some wool on it around its neck? Iboyalahu. That's the Gemara Shaila. L'nishchad akshirakoi or amadakoi. Right? Two things were done to the Sira Mishtaleach. What you do now to the Nishchad is connected the first or connected the second? L'nishchad akshirakoi. You tie the wool around its neck. Connected beishchitaso. Around its neck. Or amadakoi. Or it's going on the second thing. You position the Sira Mishtaleach connected the Shar that you're going to take it out, and you can position the Nishchat where you're going to shecht it. Toshma, the Tani of Yosef, Kosher Loshen Shel Zahuris Baro Sira Mishtaleach, the Emidu connected Beish Shilucho, and the Nishchat connected Beish Chitaso, Shelo Yisarev Zebazeh. So the Braisa says the reason that you do whatever you do to the Nishchat is they shouldn't get mixed up one with the other. So Bishlam Akshirakai, if you tie something on the Nishchat around its neck, then it makes sense. Shaka, then it makes sense. Eliyam Rasamodakoi, Noid Bechavrela Ma'ariv, the High Kotter Bay, the High Low Kotter Bay, you won't mix up the Nishchat with the Sira Mishtaleya, because one has wool on it, one doesn't have anything on it. But the Nishka could get mixed up with other ones, because it doesn't have anything to identify it. But if you tie on the Nishka around its neck, and the other one on its head, you can't mix them up, because this one's on the head, this one's on the neck. And you can't mix them up with anything else, because they both have, what's it called, the Lashonos of Zahuris on them. Elalav Shmamino Akshira Koy Shmamino. The Mishnah means that you tie a piece of wool, red wool, on the Nishchat, also around its neck. Omer Yitzchak, Rashi, Akshirakoi, the kosher loloshin keneged savaro. Does it mean that you tie a piece of wool around its neck, keneged beishchita, so where you shechted it? Oh, ha'amodakoi, the hachikomer, the esirachatas ha'omeg, the shchita ma'amid keneged mokom beishchita, so you put it close to the place where it's going to be shechted. Shaper the Sulom Arvi Hadadi, right? If you say it's going on Kshira, you can't mix the two up together because one has something on the head, one has on the neck. Shizek Kosher Barosha Vazebit Savoro. Velo Bacherim, and you can't mix them up with other Seirim. She'elu Kosher Aleim Loshen Vishalacherim Edo Kosher. Eli'i Amris Lanishchat Hamada Hudakoi. Right, the Nishchat means you place it near it, the place it's going to be shechted, but you don't put anything on it. Umishum dikshira seira mishtaleach lechudeko amar shlo yisarvu zebezeh velo ba'cherim. Right, the mishlam of mishtaleach lo ma'ariv seira pnimi the high kosher bay v'high low kosher bay. You won't mix up the two seirim. Ela ba'chrini amay lo ma'ariv, but it could get mixed up with other ones. Seira pnimi ha seir pnimi v'cherim ein lashin kosher leim. There's nothing tied on this seir. So what's it called, the one that's going to be shechted now? So Lamaisa, it must be that you tie something on both of them so they don't get mixed up with others or with each other. Right, I heard halachas concerning two lishonos, two strips of wool. Achashol parav, achashol sira mishtaleach. One by the paraduma. Also, it says you take a, what's it called, a what's it, the lashon over there is a little bit different. The lashon is not lashon shel zahuris, but it's what's it called shnitolas, which is a piece of wool that's dyed with a worm red, shnitolas. So that's also a lashon. That's also a strip of wool that's dyed. And here you also have a strip of wool that's dyed. Achas shricha shir v'achas ein shir. And one of them I heard you need a shir, and one you don't need a shir. V'lo yadan ahay mi now. I didn't know which one you need a shir and which one not. Omer Rav Yosef nechzi anon. Let's see which one makes sense. You need a shir, and which one makes sense. You don't need a shir. Shel sira mishtameach to boy chaluka boy shir. The sira mishtameach which you have to divide into two, right? Part of it you put, now it could be divided into two means you put part on the Sira Mishtaleach and part on the other seer, or it's going later on you take part off the horns of the Sira Mishtaleach and you put part on the rock, right, what's it called, right before you throw it down on the mountain. It's Machlokas Rishonim whether these two things are the same. Right, later on there's also a Loshen Shel Zahuris that's on the horns of the Sira Mishtaleach, which you divide and you take half of it off the horns and you put it on a rock on the top of the mountain. Some Rishonim hold they're the same thing. The same Loshen of Zahuris that we put on, that they shouldn't get mixed up, is the same one that stays on it the whole time it's going till you get to the Tzuk, till you get to the mountain. It's the same one. You divide it twice. First, you divide. You have one on the way of divided. You have one on the Sira Mishtaleach and one on the on the seer Pnim, the one on the seer Mishtalech, later on you divide. And others hold, no, what you have now is only on it till you send it away, then you take it off. And then he puts another one on later on. It's two separate Lashon Loshel Zehuris. We had it in Shkalim, Machlokas Rishonim, over there, where they were bought from. Because around the Shem say there was one bought from this, one bought from the the Keshef of the Shkalim, Shuri Alishka, and one from something else. Masha, there were two separate things. So Shir HaMishtaleach, the boy Chalukah, boy Shir. The Shir HaMishtaleach, which you have to divide, needs a Shir, otherwise not enough to divide the two. The Shalpara, the low boy Chalukah, the boy Shir. And the one, the para, doesn't have to be divided, therefore it doesn't need a shear. Any amount is okay. Maskif lo rami bar chama, no. I'll tell you, svara is the opposite. The para nomi boy covid. The para you have to throw into the fire. So it has to sink into the toch srefa sapara. It has to sink down and not just be on top. So it needs to be heavy. So it needs a shear. It needs a shear of weight. Right? Omer le rabba covid tanoihu. So Rava said, no, COVID, whether you need weight or not, is a machlokas tanoim. So you can't just assume that by pari you need something heavy to sink down, but not necessarily so. Mara says, the para lo boy chaluka? You don't have to divide the one of the para? The chora, he also needs chaluka. Eish li abaya, keitzit huolse, korchon bishiore loshom. Right? You wrap it, the ezov, the shnitolas, and the eitz erez, you wrap it in what's left over from the strip of wool. Mashmi, you divided it. You have what's left over. So Mara says, no, ema bezon of lashon. You wrap it in the end of it. Not, doesn't mean you divide it. You leave it whole. But you take, the strand is thick at the top and thin at the bottom. So you wrap it around on the, with the thin part, you wrap the eight eras and the ezov together with the shnitolas. Rashi. Shtei l'shono shomati. Al shtei l'shono shal zuhuri shomati chilek b'neihem. Acha shal par aduma shekosu bo v'lokach hakoin yitzeres ve'ezo mushni tolas. Acha shricha shir v'shi'ur on the forest. Come on, the Gemara will explain what the shir is later. The achas ain't shricha shir. Shekshei rebechol shu. The other one doesn't need any shir. It's kosher with any amount. The boy chaluka kinsman l'kamon. Mahaya osa mishalech es asoer cholik loshin zuhuri chetsu kosher b'sela the chetsu kosher ben karnav. You divide it, part goes on the horns and part goes on the mountain. Boy COVID should take kveda, she has to be heavy. The tipul atoch omekor should go deep into the fire, into the what's it called where the par is burning. Kidhsiv al toch srefa sapara. Tanoim akamishmaish, later on there will be a machlokas tanoim, whether you need that weight or not, if it has to go deep in or not. Ketzer also meseches para. It's another one. It's a Mishnah in meseches para. Korchon leitzeres veizov. You wrap the eitzeres and the ezov with the shnitolas. The shiori haloshem. Mikhtoni shiori mechlal dikasu. Mashmi divided it. It's what's left over. Mashmi, you had part of it. You separated it and you wrap this and what's left over in the second, the one that you divided. Or says no, it doesn't mean you separate it. You didn't divide. Bizon of Alashim, shruk of the masri. You comb this strip of wool. The nasi sar l'rosho echad bizon of. And one end is narrow, and one end is wide. So you wrap it with the narrow end, but it's all one thing. You don't divide it. Okay, go on.
What's the other side? Attached.
You take this long thing and one side you wrap around the other, the two things, and the other side is not attached, it's not attached to itself.
Oh. What do you mean, it's part of the end?
No, you take a piece of wool,
yeah.
Right, a strip of wool that has one end and another end. One end is wide, one end is narrow, and the narrow end you wrap around and then you throw the whole thing into the part.
So okay. You just have to throw, you don't have to put it on the animal.
No, you throw it in when it's burning. Okay. Omer b'chanin, Omer Rav, Eitz Erez u'shni tolas shekol toson shal heves k'shera. Right, the Eitz Erez and the shni tolas, that when you threw it in, the fire, what's it called, the flame caught it before it hit down. L'chora is kosher. Right, it doesn't have to get inside, right, into the actual carcass of the animal when it's burning. If the flame got it before it fell down, it's also okay. The ashes fall down. Meisvei nishadim haloshen maybe loshen acher umekadish. No, if the watchgo of the loshen got burned before it fell into the animal, then it's not kosher. You have to bring another one. Amar Abaye lo kasher. Kan bekolachas kan benichnetes. It depends what how the flame is. If it's a flame that's straight up and it burns before it ever hits the animal, then it's possible. But if the flame is bent down, it's close to the animal, so it gets burnt up when it least was it came in contact with the animal, right, then it's kosher. It doesn't have to be deep into the animal. Rava Omar Kovit Tanoihi, this whole thing whether it needs to be of a weight, so it goes down into the carcass of the animal that's burning or not, is a machlokas tanoihi. The Tanya, Lama Korchan, why do you wrap them together? The Eitzeres, the Shni Tolas, and the Ezo. Shiyu Kulam Baguda Achas Divri Rebbe. Rebbe says that they should be one thing. The purpose is not to make them heavy, but to make them one. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer Kadesh Yebem Kovid. The reason is they should be heavier. They should be all together, they're heavier. The Yiplu Latos Refa Sapara, because there's an Indian, what's it called, to do it Tos Refa Sapara. So you need to be heavy, they should fall in. So in order to be heavy, you need a shear. That's the what we said before. That would be make a svara, that's the one that you need a shear. And you need to put them all together so they're heavy and they fall into the burning carcass. But the other man, the Omer, says, no, you don't need them to fall in, they just have to fall on. As long as they didn't get burnt up in a flame before they came in contact, that's good enough. And they what's it called? And the reason you tie them together is not they should be heavy, they should be all one. Since the Torah said them all three together, you burn them all three together. Rashi. Shaliktus on Shalhevis, Velo Noflu Latok Srefa Sapara, Elanishavu Ba'athir. They never fell onto the burning carcass, they were burnt in the air by the flames that came up. Umekanish Kalomar Ben El Shinsha. Lamaisa, you're going to have to bring another one, because it was burnt up before it was Toch Srefa Sapara. The whole process of burning the paradum is called kiddush. Bekolachas eishiyesha leha amud shall have a zakuf lamala kekelach shal esav. If the fire is like a stalk, straight up, and it burns it before it ever light, rests on the air. Well, gavoa tzorek lavi. Then you have to bring another one because then it wasn't burned together with the par. But if the fire is low, right next to the body of the para, not raised above it, that's called El Toch. El Toch doesn't mean it has to go into it, it has to be on it. And the Mandir Amu says you need COVID, holds it has to be in it. So everybody holds that if it got burned before it rested on the animal, it's possible. If it rested on the animal, then it's a machlokas, whether that's good enough, or it has to be mamish inside, not inside the carcass, but inside the burning carcass. Since the Torah mentions them together, you have to burn them together. It says v'lokach, it's one lekicha on three things. So therefore, when you burn it, you burn them all together.